Welcome back to the Hardcore Therapist, where we explore topics related to mental health and personal growth. I'm your host, Sarah. I don't even know my name today. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we have an important discussion ahead. We want to emphasize right from the start that this podcast episode does not replace the need for professional therapy. It is crucial to acknowledge that while self-help and self-improvement tools can be valuable, they are not a substitute for therapy when needed. Hey, everyone. Feel a little choky today, but it's Mental Health Awareness Month, which I think is a pretty interesting thing. And a topic that people asked me to talk about was how to build mental resilience. And the question that came up for me is, I'm not really quite sure how to start. And so I'm going to talk about how I work with clients and cultivate the ideas of building resilience and working through it. So, hopefully, some of these things will help for you. So, essentially, building resilience, particularly mental resilience, involves developing the ability to bounce back from challenging situations and adversity. It is cultivating strength and adapting so that you can, if negative things come up in your life, you can work on them more effectively. So, like, there's some key things when we're building resilience, and I think that working with kids, this has been a really important piece for me to work with, is to helping them get to more of a positive mindset. I often recommend John Joseph's book, A PMA, to a lot of my clients who are old enough, just to talk about that idea of positive mindset. And I always would love to hear what other people have to say. So, what does cultivating a positive mindset look like? So, we're looking on focusing on strengths, identifying and leveraging your personal strengths to tackle problems. So, not everyone's strengths are going to be the same. So, making sure that you understand what your strengths are and working towards them. So, for instance, how I'm going to tackle something. So, like, if I'm anxious, how am I going to work on that might look different than you. So for me, a lot of it is like physical movement helps me with my anxiety, but I have a lot of clients who have them, they like brain dump on journal, and that's helpful to help them get more positive mindset. Optimism. So practicing looking for positives in all situations, especially when you're facing difficulties. So something I have my clients do with this, which is actually the next piece, is gratitude, reflecting on things that you're grateful for fostering a positive outlook. Being optimistic and grateful, I think, really go hand in hand. And what I have clients do is I have them either find a gratitude partner. I find that that works really well. When I worked with kids, we did a lot of gratitude partner work. And finding things that you're grateful for every day, and not just like, I'm grateful that I opened my eyes, which I mean, obviously is awesome, but like just being able to be grateful for things that happen. So, for instance, I asked my kids for my birthday and Mother's Day, which happened to be the same day. I asked them to, I need help in my yard. Like, it is just not my strength. And my son, Jacob, who has done a lot of yard work in his day, has spent the last 2 days doing that. So I'm just grateful that A, they listened and are doing what I want them to do, but B, that he is doing the work that I can't do myself. So super appreciative of that. Developing strong relationships is another thing when you're going to build resilience. So helping kids, and I think adults too, grow strong relationships that build and maintain a network of having friends, family, and colleagues that are your social support are going to be really important. But it is also important when you're developing these strong social relationships and your social work networks, like not just dumping on people all the time. So something that I do when I have like I want to go off my friend Ashley, who I often call and talk to her about things when I'm like going off. I ask, like, do you have the mental bandwidth to handle this right now? And if she doesn't, then I'm not going to talk to her about stuff. And like, I'm respectful. So knowing that, and also making sure that you are able to do that for other people is going to help that developing in stronger relationships. Seek help. Ask for help. talk to someone when you're struggling. So anyone, it could be friends, it could be a parent, it could be a colleague, whoever it is. If you think you need more help than you can get on your own, ask for it. Practicing self-care. Oh, this is so important. Like, I don't think people realize that self-care, A, isn't selfish, but also like how important self-care is in your daily. So physical health, making sure you're sleeping enough, eating enough, exercising enough, all of those things are going to be really helpful. Today, actually, my sleep wasn't great, but I still worked out, and I was on the fence about doing it, but it actually put me in a way better mood for the rest of the day. So I appreciate that. The other things are relaxation techniques. Engaging in activities like yoga, meditation, deep breathing to help manage stress is going to be really helpful. But finding what works for you, like for me, yoga is not relaxing. The physical asana practice of yoga is not relaxing. But I do find meditation and breathing exercises to be really helpful for me. So find what works for you and do that. I mean, you also can use relaxation techniques just like taking a nap or, I don't know, watching something. But as long as you are not disassociating and you're doing it to manage your stress and your self-care, I think it's going to be helpful. I'm a huge fan of setting goals. Like, everyone should be setting goals all the time. I sometimes call them intentions. And someone actually just said to me recently about this. I do this often during like the beginning of the year, like during winter solstice, and I'll do it during summer solstice, where I'm like going back and talking about intention setting and goal setting. But someone said to me that your goals and your intentions that you set around your birthday are actually the most powerful because it kind of sets you up for your whole year that you're gonna be alive for your next year. I thought that was a really cool thought and idea. So for me, I've been working on intentions and goals for, what I can do for the next week that I can work on, what I can do, in the next month, the next 6 months, different things like that. Short-term goals are really important. And then larger challenging goals, you just break them up into smaller, manageable tasks. It makes it really helpful. And just celebrating your progress. So recognizing and celebrating your achievements, no matter how small. These are all pieces that are going to help you with resilience because you're willing to learn from these things and know these things. Something else I really talk to a lot of my clients about is learning from experience. So when someone might come in and they're telling me something and I'm like, tell me what you learned from that. And then they get like annoyed with me because they're like, not everything is a learning opportunity. And I'm like, everything is a learning opportunity. So for my clients, they know it's to take time to reflect on past experiences and what you learn from them and what you can use from them and what you want to change. Being adaptable is really important. Being open to change and adapting your new strategies that you learn is going to help with that mental resilience. Problem solving is an important piece when we think about resilience. So I think about critical thinking a lot and approaching problems systematically. And considering that there's a possibility for multiple solutions helps with mental resilience because your way might not be the right way. It's important to be able to realize that. But I also think it's important to be able to make decisions and practice making decisions with confidence, to learn more from these outcomes. The next thing is maintain perspective. Yeah. So that's always a hard part. I actually just did an interview with someone and we were talking about it's coming out in June, so it's a while away. But we talked about this idea of perspective and like big picture and acceptance, right? And so understanding what that is. So you want to keep a broad perspective and remind yourself that setbacks are temporary. It's really like everything is temporary, to be honest with you. If you want to really get into that, we can. And then acceptance, accepting that changes and adversity are just part of your life. It's going to make it much easier to deal with those things later. Develop emotional regulation. Mindfulness practices, as I said before, is going to be really helpful for emotional regulation. I last week talked about emotional regulation and self-regulation and how important it is to do that, and understand what you need for self-regulation. Something I think I said in my last episode, but also I say to clients often, especially if they are a teacher or they're working with kids or they have their own children. You cannot expect kids to be self-regulating if you are not self-regulated. So that's going to help you a lot. It will help you with that emotional awareness. It will help you with, recognizing and understanding your emotions and how they're affecting you. Because not every emotion is going to affect people in the same way. And understanding that people are going to be different when it comes to this, and that it's okay, and you can work on that. So another thing that I really like when I'm talking about resilience is increasing self-efficacy, being confident, building confidence in the ability to manage and overcome challenges is going to be one of those things. Skill development, continuously working on developing new skills and improving existing ones. I know, I mean, I've talked about being an art teacher before, but I was never like great at drawing. And like, I will, take time once in a while to redevelop the skill of drawing and get, decent at it so that I just keep on honing that skill. It also teaches me patience and it teaches me to be resilient. Again, if you feel like you're really struggling on building your own resilience and you need help, therapists are great to help you with these kind of things, but also there's different kinds of support groups, shared experiences. Oftentimes, I put out and do groups where I work on specific topics, and that might be part of that. So just if you are interested in that, let me know. And then, practical exercises for building resilience. I talked about journaling just a few minutes ago. I think it's really important to be able to write down your thoughts, feelings on a regular day, maybe daily, weekly, whatever, to process your experiences and emotions. Like, it's really important. I talked about mindfulness meditation. I've talked about it before. It's just really helpful to help people stay calm and present and be in the moment and be able to focus under stress. Gratitude practices, I do them all the time. I really recommend them to my clients for keeping a gratitude journal or, having a gratitude partner. Those are definitely things that can help. So, building mental resilience is a dynamic and ongoing process that involves mental, emotional, and physical practices, in my opinion. Integrating these strategies in your daily life, you can enhance the ability to cope with stress better, recover from setbacks, and thrive from facing adversity. I think that these are things that we need to be teaching kids. And I think there's adults out there who need some help with this. And there's no shame. Like, I sometimes can't know or remember or think of when I am really stressed what's going to help me best. And if I take that pause and breathe and just be present with myself and have alone time and do the things that I think are going to get me into a space where I can be more accepting, that's where I think you're going to get the best bang for your buck with mental resilience. So hope that helps some people. I hope that helped answer the question. Again, if you ever have questions for me that you want me to talk about on the podcast, it is you just find me on Instagram, the Hardcore Therapist on Instagram.com. Also, you can email me at the Hardcore Therapist at Gmail. And lastly, on my website, you can connect with me on the Hardcore. If you're interested in any of my merchandise, all my merch is on my website. And all proceeds go to uninsured and underinsured people to help them get mental health help. Lastly, I'm going to be at a few different events coming up. I'm going to be at Tie Down June 1st and June 2nd. I'm going to be at Camp Punk July, I'm blanking out on dates, but I think it's July 5th through 7th, which is in Pennsylvania. I'm super excited about that. And I'm hoping to do a few more events coming up. If you're interested in working with me at all, even at events, for having mental health help, I'm happy to do that. So, from the Hardcore Therapist, hope you all have a great day.